But I have a feeling my first conversation is going to scare you. I don't know why. Good morning, Stefan. How are you? What's happening in the social rundown?
I'm fine. Your instincts may just be correct. Look, I know it's 6:10. People are still, you know, trying to get the haze away from a night's rest. But I'm here to talk about terrorism.
Oh, good. Nice and fresh.
Specifically because the term incel is trending. For those who don't know, an incel is someone who is involuntarily celibate. And that sounds quite ridiculous, and it is, but often terrorists are just that. And this is a group of men, growing group of men, let me say, around the world who believe that they are owed companionship and sex by women. And if you think about society, not that long ago, that kind of was the social contract, right? You got married young, you had to. It was a sex survival socially and physically, and that's no longer the case. So these men feel that they have, through society's change, become betas. And it's all these meathead gym guys that get the women, as it were. And this is not right. And it genuinely drives them to violence. One of the articles that links on this trend says that we are quite sympathetic towards that kind of male figure. Think of many rom-coms where the nerd wins the girl because he just doesn't take no for an answer.
Why don't they like nice guys?
Exactly, because the manifesto of one of these terrorists was that I am a gentleman. And the implication was that thus I am owed the above. And look, you can call it a bunch of fringe people, which they certainly are, but the quote movement has spread from the US to the UK, Canada, and even further than that.
I think it's sorry to interrupt you, but just important to note, it's not just some kind of aggression. These are often the perpetrators behind mass shootings as well.
Correct.
Where they're taking it out on the world, a world that won't allow them. I mean, it's really extreme. Yeah.
So someone went and tallied this. They've got these US think tanks. And in the US, about 9 to 11 people have died through this over the last few years. Think about something like your traditional jihadi attacks. It's about 100. And then they compared it to far-left terrorism. So think of the Antifa type of people, one death. And we hear a lot about far-left terrorism, which is not excusing it by any means, but this is something that is a real threat that doesn't seem to be part of the conversation. So I was surprised to actually see it trending. And this follows on a man being found guilty in a Toronto court just yesterday, where he killed 10 people in 2018.
I mean, there's this interesting saying I've always loved, which goes something along the lines of women are not slot machines in which you pour kindness and sex pours out. And I think that men that are afflicted by this incel nature are unfortunately victim to that mentality. But at the same time, all of society is kind of built that way, right? So they're just on the extreme end of like not receiving.
I tend to be dismissive of people who say, you know, media influences people in these very extreme ways. But if there are a million small messages about how you should be treated in society or what is owed to you, then I suppose that does involve
100%.
how your personality develops. And I'm often judgmental of the platform Twitter particularly. But this is a relevant conversation, an important one. Look, it might spread these ideas further, but this is a conversation I think is relevant in any Western-leaning society, and that would include South Africa in many aspects.
Yes.
This kind of sentiment, I don't think is ridiculous to assume would exist here.
And, I mean, sorry, what are some of the, are there any opposing views?
Look, the people are mostly saying, why isn't the incel movement considered on hate terror groups? According to governments, which it isn't.
It's broadly. Not, but there's this murky overlap that nobody wants to admit, which is mass shooter is often incel, is often white male, is often feeling disenfranchised. And all of these things get reported as incidental to the...
Oh, they're just lone wolves.
Correct. No, they just happen to be a white man again. But actually, they are the biggest terrorist threat to America as white men and white men who are afflicted with these kinds of perspectives. But it's not as easy to put that slap on the collective terrorism perspective as it is, I suppose, on if you Google what the image for terrorist would come up as.
We have a certain idea, and it's very much formed by 9/11, and we're all living in that world. Mm. So we can't dismiss this as a North American what.
No.
So let's keep an eye and, you know, click on the trend, learn a bit about this because it's real.
Oh, it's bang. Marbaya danke. Thank you very much, Stefan. We turn our attention to the news headlines shortly. But when, good, we're back to hearing my crutches fall in the background. excellent. When we talk about, Stefan made a point about, do we talk about these things or do we let them go? I mean, I'd like to hear your perspectives first and foremost about what he raised with respect to incels. But I want to talk about also the Dr. Seuss saga. I'm making it in inverted commas, that's ensuing across the world, and I suppose this obsession with cancelling versus engaging a topic. But we'll pick that up after we